Sefer Shabbos Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Baruch Hashem, Hoyel Hashem Kitay Kilam Chazda. We have the great schos to start Masechet Shabbos and new Masechet Masechet Shabbos. It's all the Yesoidus of Shabbos, the Halachas of Shabbos. By way of a short introduction, so we know that in Hilchos Shabbos, it's the foundations are the 39 Avos Melachos, the 39 Melachos that were needed to build, to perform the Avodah and the Mishkan. There are 39 primary categories, and those are the Avos Melachos, where there is an Isser Deraisa if anyone performs any of these Melachos. Anything similar to these Avos Melachos, to these primary categories, something that's similar to it, is a Tolda. It's called a Tolda. Something that's similar to Tolda is also Avos Melachos. And both by the Avos and by the Toldas, almost without exception, there are exceptions, but almost without exception, if a person does it b'mezid, he is chayev skila. If he does it b'shoigeg, he is chayev chatas. If he does it b'mezid without hasra, then there's karis. Those are the punishments involved for the Avos, and those are the oinshim as well for the toldas. The difference between Avos and toldas, so we'll see later in the Masechta, we'll see why it makes a difference if something is an Av, why is it a Tolda, why are they categorized as Avos, and why are they a Toldas. The first Malacha that the Masechta begins with is the Malacha of Hoitzah, of carrying. Tosfos asks the question that why should the Masechta start with Hoitzah, with the Malacha of Hoitzah. The Avos Melachos are on Daf Ein Gimel, Paraklal Gadol. That's where the Mishnah it lists the Avos Melachos, and that's where there's a discussion in detail of the Avos Melachos. And in fact, the Melach of Hoitzah is the last one on the list of 39. So why does the Masechta begin with the Melach of Hoitzah? So Tosfos answers several answers, but among them he answers that Hoitzah is common, it's a common thing, the person carry things from one place to another place. So that's why it's mentioned at the beginning. Tosfos also answers that it's very intricate. There are a lot of chiddushdiga halachas negeya to Hoitzah. So it's chaviv to the Tana, he begins with the malach of Hoitzah. So what is Hoitzah? The malacha is Hoitzah, caring. The tolda is hachnasa. What's the difference between hoitzah and hachnasa? Hoitzah is caring from a reshus hayachid, from a private domain, for instance, a house, to a reshus harabim. So that's hoitzah, taking it out, carrying it out. Taking out from the reshus hayachid, let's say from his house, to the street. That's hoitzah. Hachnasa is bringing it from the street into the house. That's Achnasa. They're both awesome as the Raisa. But Haitzah is the Av, and the Tolda is Achnasa. Now, as opposed to other Malachas, we find this written in the Torah. Whereas opposed to the other Malachas, it's not written beferish in the Torah, it's what was needed for the Mishkan. Here we have it written the Torah, both the Av and the Tolda. We'll see why. We'll see why shortly. So the Av is Hoitzah. What is Hoitzah? So as we said, it's taking out from the Rishus Yah to the Rishus Rab. But it doesn't mean just taking it out. It involves different steps. One is Akira. That means lifting an object from its place of rest, which the place of rest, what it's on, will be defined as we go through this parak in the Masechta. It's an akira. It has to be an akira from a mokum chashuv, from its place, its normal place of rest. That's akira. Then there's hoitzah. So a person picks it up, let's say, from his table, picks it up from the ground in his house. That's the akira. There's hoitzah. Then he carries it out into the street. But that doesn't end with that. Then there's hanach, there's putting it down. So those three steps, if a person does all of that, then he is chayav for Haitzah. If he does part of it, if he does the Akira but not the Hanacha, if he does Hanacha without the Akira, it's also midrabbanan. It's not chayav, it's what Rabbanan called potter. He's potter. Hachnosa is the similar type of process. It's picked up from the street. There's an akira from the ground. It's brought in to the house and it's put down. If you have those steps, then it's hachnosa and it's chayim in the rice. If there is an akira without anocha, anocha without akira, it's also in the rabbanan. It's potter. Then it's potter. So now let's go through the Mishnah. And the Mishnah will detail these different steps with some intricacies. And we'll get to more of the picture of what's involved with Hoitzah and with Achnosah. Now, as we go later on to the Masechta, there's other aspects of caring, there's other aspects of this broad Malacha, and it becomes much broader. For instance, there is caring for Amos and the Rishus Rabim, not from a Rishus Yach to Rishus Rabim, but caring in a street, picking something up and transporting it, at least Dal and Amos, and putting it down. So there's that aspect. There's throwing, there's passing from one. All of these things, this will be discussed, and we'll get into detail through the Masechta. But this Mishnah, the Masechta, begins with Hoitzah. Haitzah and Achnosah. So let's see the Mishnah. Yetzias HaShabbos Shtayin Chein Arba Bifnim V'Shtayin Chein Arba B'Chutz. The Yetzias HaShabbos. So it says Yetzias, but what the way it means over here is Haitzahs. Haitzahs, transporting from one Rishus to the other. So Tosfos points out, why it says Yetzias, why doesn't it say Haitzahs? It would be seem to be more precise to use the word hoitzos. So he says, because it follows the lashon of the pasuk that says, al yetze ish mimekaymai. And from there we learn out, al yetze al yetze. So we learn out hoitzos from this pasuk, al yetze ish mimekaymai. That's why it's called yetzias. So yetzias is Shabbos, the shtayim shein arba bifnim. It's there are two, which become four. There's two deraisa. And when you add on the Isser Durabanans involved, and there's four cases of Isser. Bifnim, that's for a person standing inside. So, for instance, in terms of the marshal that the Mishnah will use, if you have a person standing in his house, we call him a balabayas. So for the person who is in the house, there's Shtayim Shein Arba, two Duraisa, which become four when you add in the Durabanans, which Shtayim Shein Arba B'chutz, and two, which are four, for a person standing outside, which the Mishnah will call an ani. So an ani, he wants to take something, he's asking for a donation, he's asking for something from the balabais, the balabais puts it in his hand. We use this terminology just to illustrate a person standing inside, a person standing outside, a balabais, and an ani. Ketzan. So now the Mishnah will illustrate. Ketzan ha'ani amir b'chutz. Ha'ani is standing out. U'balabai is bifnim. And the balabai is inside. Pashat ha'ani is yoda lifnim. If the ani puts his hand inside, he sticks his hand into the house. Pashat ha'ani is yoda lifnim. Nasan l'soich yoda shabalabai. And he puts something into the hands of the balabai. So what does that mean? That means that the ani picked up something from the street, took something, and he put it, stretched his hand into the house, and he put it into the hand of the person inside the house, into the hands of the balabais. So what did he do? He did achnosa. He did an akira and a hanacha. He brought from the street into the house. He did a achnosa, and he did it completely. So he's chayav. Oishan notal misayachav ha'itzi. Or if he's not al mitayach avohitz, he took it from the hand of the balabais and he brought it out. How ani chayv? Balabais potter. Then the ani is chayv. The ani is chayv midaraisa because he did the whole thing. And the balabais is potter, which this is not the normal terminology of potter. And because really, he didn't do anything at all. The Baal HaBayis was completely passive. He didn't do anything at all. The Gemara is going to deal with this and discuss why he uses the Lashon of Potter, which normally means that there's an Issur Rabbana. But in this case, the Ani did everything. So this is Shtayim. This is two derises for the Ani. He picked up something from outside, brought it in, and put it in the hands of the Baal HaBayis. So he did Akira and Hanacha, and he did a Hachnosa. He brought it inside the house. Or he stretched his hand and took it from the hand of the Baal HaBayis. So he did the Akira. He brought it outside, put it down, and he did a Hanacha. So he did an Akira and Hanacha with Hoitzah. So that's the two derises of the Ani. Now continue on. Pasha Baal HaBayis, as Yara Lechutz. In the similar case, by the Baal HaBayis, if the Baal HaBayis stretches his hand outside, so he picked up something from the house, he stretched his hand out, and he put something in the hands of the Ani. So he did an Akira. He took some food. He wanted to give it to the Ani. He took some food from the table. He did an Akira. He stretched his hand out, put it into the hands of the Ani. He did a Hanocha, so the Baal HaBayis did a Hoitzah. He did an Akira and a Hanocha. He did a Hoitzah, so he's Chayv. Or if he took something from the hand of the Ani and he brought it inside the house and put it down, so he did an Akira from the Rishus Rabim, brought it inside the house, put it down, he did an Akira Hanocha, and he did a Hachnosa, Baal HaBayis Chayv, Ani Potter. So we have Shtayim by the case of the Ani, Shtayim by the case of the Baal HaBayis, two cases where, in both cases, where there is Akira and Hanocha, there is Hoitzah and Hachnosa, and these are the Deraisadika cases. These are the Deraisadika cases where for the Ani, for the Baal HaBayis, they did each one has a case over here where each one did Hoitzah and the Hachnosa. Tosfos asks the following question. He asks, well, really, what's the difference if it's an Ani or a Baal HaBayis? Why should that make any difference? The point is that there's a Hachnosa and there's a Hoitzah. There's a Hoitzah, Chayv Hoitzah, there's a Kira and Hanacha from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. Or there's a Hachnosa, there's an Akira from the Rishus HaRabim and there's a Hanacha inside the Rishus HaYochid. What difference does it make if it's an Ani or a Baal HaBayis? The principle is if it's a Hoitzah or a Hachnosa. Why should it make a difference, and why do we have to be told that it applies both to the Ani and to the Baal HaBayis? What's the difference? In each case, there's a Hoitzah and a Hachnosa. Tosfos answered, and this is a principle that we'll see that goes throughout this malacha, that Hoitzah is called a malacha grua. It's called a malacha that on our own, it's hard to understand. Why is that? Because a person, we don't really comprehend, well, what's the difference? What's the difference of the caring? We understand that caring could be considered a labor. We can consider that the caring could be considered a malacha. But what's the difference? Why specifically from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRam and Rishus HaRam to the Rishus HaYochid? What's the difference if he carries from there, or from one house to another house? In our understanding, we don't really see what the difference is. If caring is considered a labor, is considered a malacha, what's the difference if it's from house to street, street to house, or if it is from house to house? Now, that you need an Akira and a Hanocha, and it has to be from its resting place to its resting place, that we can understand, because that's the normal way that things are transported. But why is it Davke Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim? The Ramban says, even more, he says, it's something that's difficult to understand because a person can be carrying a heavy load from one end of his house to the other. He can have a very big house, and he can be carrying furniture the whole day from one end to the other end of the house. And in the Raisa, that is not a malacha. That's not a malacha of Hoitzah. Even though he's carrying and he's schlepping the whole day back and forth, that's not considered a malacha. He can pick it up, he can pick up a chair, take it from one end and put down the other end, that's not a malach. But if he takes a small item, if he takes a very small item, a very light item, as long as it has some chashivas, and he takes it from the house to the street, he's chayiv in a minute. So it's a malacha grua. And therefore, as we mentioned earlier, haitzah, we learn it from a pasuk. We learn it from and both the av and the tolda, they're both learned out from sukkim. They're both learned out from sukkim. And therefore, they are, we need that, the Torah has to teach us by haitzah because it's a malacha grua. Because on our own, we would not have said that this is a malacha, or we would not have said it's a malacha in this manner. Therefore, Zoktaisis, therefore the Tana has to tell us both by Avalabais and by the Ani, because since it's a malacha grua, we might have differentiated, we might have said, well, maybe it's specifically in this case and not in the other case. So the Tana has to elaborate and tell us that it applies both by the Balabais and by the Ani. Okay, so this is what Mishnah said. These are the two the cases where there's derises. There's two derises, shtayim. The shtayim, there's two derises by the Balabais, two derises by the Ani. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss the derabanans. Pashad Ani asyara lifnim venatol Balabais mitoich. So now if the Ani, he did the akir, he picked it up from the street, he stretched his hand inside, but he did not put it down. The Balabais took it from his hand. So the Ani only did the Akira. He didn't do the Hanacha. So he's not Chai Midaraisa. He only did the Akira. So then it's no, there's no Isser Daraisa. This is an Isser Darabona. Or if the Balabais put it into his hand and the Ani took it out and then put it down on the street. So in this case, the Balabais did the Akira, and the Ani did the Hanacha. Shnei Patur, they're both part. There's an Isser Darabona, Shnei Patur. Now, as we'll see in the Gemara, there is really an Isser Darabona on each end of it. There's an Isser Darabona to do an Akira without a Hanacha. There's an Isser Darabona to do a Hanacha without an Akira. Any part of the malacha, midaraisa, you have to do all the components. But midarabanan, any part, akira without hanacha, hanacha without akira, is also midarabanan. However, as we'll see in the Gemara, the Tana, our Tana is only listing the akiras. Because from an akira, it can lead to, eventually, you started to pick it up. You yourself could put it down. So we'll see in the Gemara later, and we'll see that we're only discussing the Akiras over here, and we'll give reasons for it. But I'll call upon him. So in this case over here, you have an Akira for the Balabais, and there's an Akira for the Ani, which is an Isser Darabona. Now Mishnah continues, Pashat Balabais is Yoreh L'chutz. So now if the Balabais, he picked up his then item, and now he took it outside, and he did not put it down. The Ani took it from his hand. So here, the Balabais did an Akira with Ohaitso. An Akira with Ohaitso. Oishanasan Lesaycha Vehichnis, or he put it, he stretched his hand. And the Ani put it into his hand. And he brought it in. So now here, there is an Akira for the Ani with Achnasa. Shnei Patur, and they're both Potter. So in summary, the Malach of Haitzah is, there's a Malach of Haitzah, Deraisa, which is taking it from the private domain to the public. It involves an Akira and a Hanacha. And to be Chai Midaraisa, one person has to do both. If it's split up by two people, there's no Chiv Deraisa. Hachnasa is the tolda, is bringing it in from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid, also with an Akira and Anocha. To be chayav, one person has to do both. If it's split between two people, there's no Isser Daraisa. So, Shitzis Shtayim Shein Arba Bifneim, for the Balabais, there's two Daraisas. If he does the Akira and Anocha for Haitzah, and if he does a complete Akira Nocha for the Hachnosa, and two Durabonans, if he does just an Akira without a Hanocha. And the Hanocha is done by someone else, by the Ani. Similarly, by the Ani, there's two derises. If he does the Akira and the Hanocha for Achnosa, or Akira Nach Vaitso, he's Chayev. He's Chayim the Raisa. And there's two Durabonans. If he does an Akira without a Hanocha, if he does an Akira without a Hanocha, then he's Chayev. There's two cases where he can do an Akira without a Hanocha, and he's also Midurabonan. Now, as we mentioned before, and as the Gemara will point out, really there are an extra two Durabonans, both for the Balabais, and another two Durabonans for the Ani, if he does the Hanocha without the Akira. But our Tana is not mentioning Hachana, Hanocha, and our Tana is mentioning the Akira, but not the Hanocha. We'll see why in the Gemara.